Hello, everybody. Welcome back to, or for, if you're listening for the first time, welcome to the Pretty Little Book Nerds podcast. I am Genevieve.
I'm Danielle.
And we are talking about a very, very popular book talk book today, Butcher and Blackbird by Bryn Weaver. So, I didn't finish this book.
I love that you didn't, and I've been waiting months to hear why, because I finished it and I wanted to go on and read the next one, but I'm like, I'll wait.
Well, I have them, so you won't have to buy them. There you go.
I gave it 4 stars, which, as I'm, like, I always take away a star if I'm never gonna read it again, which I don't think I will, but it was so, I thought it was more creative than, like, other
books. Oh, it was definitely creative and descriptive.
Yes, very descriptive.
Yeah. If you like food, don't read this book. No. I don't know if it was just the timing that I read it in, or if I just was not in the mood for it. I kind of entered, like, a reading slump when I started, like, when I was reading it, too, so that kind of made it difficult to read, and then when I went back into it, I just couldn't get into it again, and I could see that, like, it was a decent book, it just, like, no matter what I did, it just, like, wasn't clicking for me to, like, be able to finish it.
I feel like we were in the middle of it whenever you had your ankle surgery.
Yeah, we were.
And so you definitely went into a reading slump then.
Yeah. Isolation depression hits hard, folks. Yeah. Because I was like, I'm going to read, like, a book a day and all this stuff. I was, like, hyped for this, like, month-long stretch of not leaving my bed. And then, yeah, that didn't happen. but I liked a lot of it. It wasn't that I didn't like it. It was just, for some reason, it just, like, it felt like it was just dragging on and on for me.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, though. I don't know if, like, you had a different experience, though.
I feel like I read it so fast that it didn't do that. Because I don't know. Stuff happened. Like, a lot happened.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if maybe it's something I'll return to, like, in a year or something and finally finish it and then be like, oh, this book's great or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, yeah.
So, the main characters, Sloane and Rowan, they're both serial killers, and they meet, like, right away.
Yeah, which I like.
At the very beginning of the book. I did, too. So, she's stuck in a cage and has, she compares these maggots. Oh, she killed, like, the other serial killer.
Yeah, but then got trapped in the cage accidentally.
Yeah, so she's, like, just there starving.
Yeah.
I think she was there for a few days. Or no more, because there was maggots on the body. Anyway, she compares them to orzo pasta. So we couldn't eat orzo pasta for a while. And then that's when Rowan comes in and is the one to release her from this cage. And they somehow come up with a competition once a year. So one of his brothers, he has 2 brothers, and then each book is about a brother, is sending both of them the information. So mm-hmm. He has to go do research on whatever serial killer and, like, catches the person and then sends them the information of, like, where to go. And then they develop feelings for each other, which I think, yeah, so she falls first. Or do they fall at the same time? But he does, like, we don't know from his perspective.
Honestly, I feel like hers was more on the forefront, while his was a little bit more, like, you could tell that he liked her by how he acted or reacted to things, not necessarily because he, like, outright said so.
Yeah.
But she outright, well, not to him, but she outright said so. Oh,
yeah, because she, so he owns a restaurant in Boston. I forgot where she lives.
I don't remember where she lives. She lives somewhere.
Yeah, that's not Boston. Anyway, she goes and kind of stalks him at his restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And eats there and then goes back home.
Yeah, which that part was funny to me because, like, I feel like if it was in another book, that would be something where I'd be like, oh, like, she's, like, watching him without him knowing he's there. Like, that's creepy, like, all this stuff. And that would probably, like, make me put the book down. But for some reason, with this book, I was like, oh, it's romantic.
I mean, because they're both serial killers, I guess.
Yeah.
So one of the competitions in a year is they meet to kill a cannibal.
Oh, God.
They don't know it's him, though, that they're supposed to be meeting, right? I forgot how they meet this guy, but...
Yeah. Yeah,
he ends up poisoning the wine, and during this scene, I'm like, no, something's poisoned. Why are you going in and eating?
Yeah.
All of a sudden. So, like, Rowan, the guy, starts drinking the wine and, like, eating right away.
Also,
and
like...
Sloane's trying to tell him, like, hey, don't do that or something. Yeah. Trying to give them, like, eyes of, like, there's something going on here.
It's also just, like, for me personally, if I'm on the hunt for a cannibal, and then said cannibal invites me to their house for dinner,
he was a cannibal,
though? I feel like we did. I feel like they knew that that's who it was. Like, that's what he did. Because I think they talked about it. Or something about, like, how he would make his victims, like, eat a part of the previous victim or something. I feel like I remember that.
I don't remember.
But then, like, Rowan just straight up, like, just goes in, starts chowing. And I'm like, dude, why would you do that? You know that this is a freaking dead person. Like, you're just, no fear. Yeah. No fear.
So they...
Are we gonna talk about the disgusting part of this book? Where I told my best friend he almost, like ducked and rolled out of my car after I told him about it.
well, hang on. So, Rowan is, like, passed out and stuff. So, Sloane ends up killing this guy, too. And she's making up her whole web serial killer...
Mm-hmm.
Not calling, but,
her calling card, yeah.
What's it called? Okay, yeah.
Signature.
Signature, that's what I'm trying to say. Yeah, and then, so Rowan wakes up, and there's just this guy, who was the waiter. Like, I guess she didn't check on him whenever she killed this guy and is doing all this stuff. So he's...
You get wrapped up in murder, kitchen, you know?
Yeah, eating ice cream.
Ugh.
And then...
Rowan...
You find out...
Well, Rowan starts eating it first, remember? That's how...
Oh, yeah.
That's so what, yeah...
He tries it. They're being really nice to this David guy because, like, he doesn't talk.
No. They said he had, like, a lobotomy, right? Or something? Like, he did something to his brain. The cannibal guy did something to his brain to make him, like, submissive.
Yeah, but I think that's what they speculate. They don't know yet because, like, he doesn't talk and he's just kind of there. So anyways, Rowan does try this ice cream for some reason, and, which, like, he just woke up from being passed out.
Yeah, and once again, you know he's a cannibal. Why?
So this ice cream is made out of...
How do we word this? Man juice.
Oh, yeah.
Man gravy.
I was just gonna say gross stuff, and then
gross, Well, because I also wanted to point out the fact that, so we're together while recording this one, and I can actually see her notes on her computer, and I just love that she put quotations over ice cream. So that was, I just had to make a mention of that, because I'm like, yeah, I mean, you're not wrong. It's an ice cream of sorts, for sure.
So.
Yeah.
Anyways, David goes back to Boston with Rowan, And Rowan kind of gives him a job at his restaurant and, like, takes care of him, essentially.
Yeah, because
they're like, we're not going to just leave this guy.
Well, Rowan kind of didn't really care,
yeah,
but Sloane
true.
Was like, come on, please, he's been through so much, like.
And I forgot why she couldn't take him.
I don't know. I think it was maybe just because, like, he, like, actually, like, Rowan actually had, like, a job and, like, a life for him that was a...
She doesn't
really have an excuse to be like, yeah, there's this man that lives with me now that kind of just stares at the wall and...
Take care of, yeah. Okay. And then... I guess during one of the next competition... Rowan invites her to an award ceremony, and
yes,
she thinks that it's, like, he was wanting to spend time with her, which
mm-hmm.
it kind of is, too, but then it comes to find, she comes to find out that, like, no, there's a guy that he's stalking that he suspects is a serial killer, too. So they track him down after a few months and end up killing him. And then... I think this is another competition. They have, it goes through, like, years of competitions.
Yeah. And they talk in between.
Yeah, they're texting
each
other,
like,
and stuff.
Yeah, it's not just like, oh, it's that time of year again. Get in contact with this virtual stranger.
Yeah, they're, like, flirting over the years. And then towards the end of the book, they track down this one serial killer and go to this... abandoned house, I guess. And
I think this is where I stopped.
Oh, really?
Because I don't remember this.
Okay.
This is all you, dude.
I'll just keep talking.
You can tell me about it.
So they save the woman that the guy kidnapped
mm-hmm.
and stuff, and, like, send her on their way. They're both hunting him. Somebody finds the room of all the screens and realizes, oh, there's, like, cameras everywhere. So this guy, I think, knocks out Rowan, and then, anyways, he's, like, attacking her, and...
I'm, like, remembering little
beats her up, and then
of this, but...
Rowan comes to and, like, kills this guy. So then they go back to Rowan's brother's house, one of the brothers, and Rowan takes care of her until she's back on her feet, and... Then they confess their love to each other. Whatever. My notes don't go beyond this. but anyways, I did really like this book. Like I said, I don't think I'd ever read it again just because it's not really my type of book with serial killers, and it was very descriptive of the gross stuff. But I do want to finish the series. I would actually finish it because they do talk about the other brothers and their,
and I believe
they are in the books.
I believe Sloane's friend is in either the second or, like, yeah,
oh,
it's in,
I
like, the second or the third book. She has,
yeah,
like, this best friend, which I don't know if it's talked about more, like, later on in the book, but from what I read of it, I couldn't tell whether or not her friend knows that she's a serial killer.
I think... Oh, I don't remember, actually. I don't know, but what I was going to say is it hints to the best friend getting together with one of the brothers.
Okay.
So, I am excited to read that.
Are you using one of your bookmarks for your... note-taking journal? That's kind of smart.
Yeah. I was getting to the page of, like, our after questions because...
Oh,
because
you don't remember.
Nope.
Yeah, see, I feel like this is a book I should like.
I think you would like it if you read it again.
I
feel like it's,
yeah,
one where you would fly through this within a week.
But I also feel like, from what I do remember from reading it, and... I heard people talking about this at the romance bookstore that we went to in, I believe the one that was in, yeah, the one that was in St. Paul.
Okay.
Check that out. Travel Series, A Family Affair on Dodson Productions. You can see the video and know what I'm talking about here. Somebody at that bookstore was talking about this series, like, with their group of friends or whatever, and I heard it, and I'm like, sorry to interject, but I heard you talking about it. I'm like, and, they were talking about, like, whether or not it's good, and one of the things that I said about it was, I think it's probably easier to read if you don't have a lot of background criminology knowledge, or, like, forensic knowledge, because I remember that being a big struggle for me.
Was them
explaining things or talking about certain things, and I'm like, that's not how that would work. And just like, get it, like, just obviously it's a romance book, like, it doesn't have to be accurate. I'm just an asshole, so like, I'm like reading it and stuff, and I'm like, that's not right, and I can't stop my brain from not doing that. And so it kind of made it a bit of a struggle sesh for me. But then by that point, I had already purchased all three books. So, yeah, I don't know. I think that was the main issue I had. Was that.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because I think when I was reading it, I was like, are they even wearing gloves? Like, what is...
Yeah, because there's no talk about, like, how they would hide forensic evidence and, like, or keep it away. Yeah, I think there was
there was one part where, like, she had to clean up after him, or vice versa, I forgot, because they ended up getting sick or something and, like, bleeding all over, so, like, his DNA would be right there.
Yeah, and I had that issue, too, with, the scene with the cannibal guy where she's doing the web, because I think she said something about, like, having to, like, lick the string or something to, like, weave it properly.
She plucked out the guy's eyeballs. Do you remember that?
Well, yeah.
Put the eyes on there.
But, like, I just mean, like, with the thread thing. Like, she had to, like, lick... she had to, like, lick the thread or something.
Yeah, to, like, weave it through. But she's...
And I was like, that... Like, they would obviously test that. Like, so it just, like, bugged me.
They would test everything. Yeah, they... There was a descriptive part, too, about... The author said something about how you think an eyeball would sound when it pops out, but it makes more of a squish sound. Something like that. That's just gross.
This is going to be one of our grosser episodes, guys. Well, it has been.
Yeah.
I mean, but, yeah. I wish I could be one of those people that's like, it's just a book. And I try and be that way so bad.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't, like, shut my brain off when it comes to accuracy. And I'm bad about that because, like, we were talking about this earlier. My husband sometimes mixes up words or will, like, spell things wrong when he texts me. It takes every fiber of my being with a person that I know and love to be, like, to not tell him that he's wrong. And so, like, when it's a book and it's somebody I don't know and I can be really harsh about it, I'm like, this sucks. You didn't do it correctly.
Well, I get annoyed whenever I'm reading a book, whether they self-publish or not, like, somebody's editing it, and they don't catch spelling mistakes
mistakes. I've been noticing, like, a lot of mistakes in books that I've been reading lately.
Yeah. I feel like there's something in every one.
Yeah, so I don't know what's going on with that. But, yeah. I had something else I was going to say, and I totally forgot it. It just, like, went away. I don't know what happened. But, shoot. What was I gonna say? I don't know now. I get why it was so popular on social media, for sure.
Yeah.
Because, like, you're definitely not gonna find another book like this.
No. I don't think so either.
And she's writing another series, too.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, she started posting about it on TikTok. I can't remember what it's called. Let me see if I can find it online. But she said it's going to be a trilogy, I believe.
Oh, okay.
So kind of like this, but different topic. And I wonder what that's going to be like. oh, yep. Okay, here it is. It's called... Oh, did it come out already? Oh, no, it comes out in September. September 23rd. My grandmother's birthday. Look at that. It's called Tourist Season. And it is from the Seasons of Carnage trilogy.
Is it also about, I'm assuming, serial killers too?
I don't know. I'm actually going to open it up. Welcome to Cape Carnage. Visit once, stay forever. It's a seaside town. Troublesome tourists don't like it. Oh, here we go. Okay. But with tourists comes trouble, and Harper Starling won't let anyone ruin her picture-perfect home, a skilled gardener with killer instincts. She protects her sanctuary at any cost, especially for her aging mentor with a fading memory. And then it talks about Nolan Rhodes isn't your average tourist. Devilishly handsome, disarmingly charming, and skilled with a blade, Nolan is relentless in the pursuit of revenge. On every anniversary of the hit-and-run accident that fractured his life, he slays another target, and he saved the best for last, the undeniably beautiful Harper Starling. So, I guess it's a serial killer that goes after a serial killer and then falls in love with that serial killer. That's the vibe I'm getting.
Fun.
Yeah. So, kind of the same, but kind of different, which is nice. And it comes out in September, guys. Somebody said, I love the Ruinous Love trilogy, but I think I love this one even more. It was everything I wanted it to be. Somebody, I guess, got an arc of it.
Interesting.
Oh, somebody said, why didn't I check first? This is not a standalone. It's the first book in a trilogy, and now I'm left pacing like a maniac, spiraling after that explosive cliffhanger ending. I yelled so loud my neighbors probably thought I was mid-slasher movie marathon. So it looks like this is going to be good. Oh yeah. My god, somebody said, oh hell yes, bring it in, Weaver, ice cream ready.
Ew.
That's funny as hell. I love that. Okay. I guess that's something we could also talk about, too, is, like, what are some upcoming book releases that you're looking forward to before the end of this year?
Well, the one book that I've been talking about that was already released
that you can't find?
Well, I know if I just go to this other bookstore, I can find it, but Love and Conspiracies? Or wait, is that the first one?
Oh, I need Google Sheets. I'm trying to... I have mine written out in a Google Sheets document. So I'm trying to pull it up.
I gave Butcher and Blackbird 3 stars, not 4. I was looking at the combined readings. Oh, okay.
Here we go.
The Mallory Marlowe book.
Boo.
What is it? What?
Get rid of the freaking...
Oh,
thank. She already finished her 50 books for the year on Goodreads. I'm annoyed because I am not there. Okay? Your girl's had a hell of a year, folks. Okay? Let's see. Oh,
okay, it's
well.
Not Love and Other Conspiracies because that's the first one.
I know what you're talking about, though. Well, obviously, because you've been talking about it a lot.
Love at First Sighting, yeah.
Ah, okay.
So I'm excited for that one. And then the Gingerbread House Bakery
the next Dream Harbor book.
Yeah.
That comes out in
September. Yes. So we both bought our tickets to
go meet her.
Lori Gilmore, and I forgot her real name. But,
we're not going together.
Yeah.
It's the sadness to last a lifetime, really.
We couldn't make it work.
We're being separated.
She's going to the one in Kansas City, and I'm going to the one in Oak Park or Oak Brook. I don't know. It's a suburb of Chicago, so
Yeah, but that's exciting. Apparently, though, the Chicago one is so big that you can only get two books signed. So your girl's gonna get the rest of Danielle's books signed for her, hopefully. I actually need to call the bookstore. Double check that.
Yeah.
It's a good thing. Good idea. But
what else is coming out?
Good Spirits, BK Borison. Yeah. That's one for sure. A little, like, ghost of Christmas romance. We love a good ghost of Christmas romance.
Yeah. That Megan Quinn book.
Yes, I was about to say that one. Merry Christmas, You Filthy Animal, which is the second How My Neighbor Stole Christmas book. Both of those come out on the same day. They come out October 7th.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there are a lot of books, like, coming out in October. Let me look down here. Oh, also on October 7th is Kitty St. Clair's Last Dance, which is the next book by Kate Robb, which if you listen to the last episode, you know I love my girl Kate Robb. So, I'm hype. I'm looking for my other ones, because I have them written out. Oh, September 9th, Hannah Bonham Young, her book People Watching comes out. I am very excited. I love
her. I've never read anything by her. The other book.
Oh my gosh, she's done, like, Next of Kin and Next to You. Oh my gosh, what is the one that I read by her? I can't remember it now. I gotta pull up my Goodreads. But I think, because I think I mentioned it on an episode. And now I can't remember. So let me see here.
Oh my God. When does this come out? Dan Brown is coming out with another book.
Oh, is that the guy that does Red Rising?
No, the Da Vinci Code?
Oh! I'm gonna cut that out.
Edit.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, okay. It comes out September 9th. Okay. I love Dan Brown. My favorite book of his is The Origin. Right. Yeah.
I'm gonna try and find the book of Hannah Bonham Young's that I read. Because I legit cannot remember the name of it, and I loved it so much. It was like a one-night stand pregnancy book, and it was so good. Oh my God, Brittany's almost done with hers too. She's got 23 out of 25 books done. Oh well, she only has 25. Never mind. Sorry, Brittany.
So here's all of... Did you read Next to Me?
Out on a Limb. That's it.
Okay.
Out on a Limb.
Oh my God, that has a 4.26 average rating.
It is so good. It's so good. I told Josh I wanted him to read it. Like, that's how good it is. I mean, he won't. Man doesn't read. But, what else comes out this year? I feel like I have some, I already have some, like, 2026 books in here, too. So, like.
Another book that I actually bought whenever we were together. It's the second of How to Solve Your Own Murder.
Oh, and yeah.
It's How to Seal Your Own Fate. Yeah, by Kristen Perrin. So, I really liked the first one.
Did this come out?
To read the second
one. Or you said it comes out this year?
Recently.
Okay.
Oh, wait. It came out April 29th. I thought it just came out. Okay, never mind. Well, they're still good, and I feel like they're all over, not book talk, I guess, but...
Sometimes.
Okay.
I'm going to mention another October 7th release. Apparently, everybody's releasing October 7th. This is why I'm saying our next reading trip has to be in October. Because I need to buy these books. Yeah. I'm telling you. It's a problem. What is it called? I lost it now. Oh, Cover Story by Mari McFarlane, is an author that our newest favorite booktuber talks about, Haley Pham. If you guys are aware of Ryan Trahan on YouTube, his wife is a booktuber, and I love her videos. I got Danielle into her videos, and she loves She's Mari really McFarlane.
Good. I actually put her on my, like... to read list. I don't have anything by her yet, but
I picked up one book by her and I haven't read it yet, but it's like on my, you know, list of, I think it'll be for my next month or, well, we're filming this in October, even though it comes out in we're filming this in August, even though this comes out in October. There we go. So technically my next month's reading challenge is November for the people listening to this, but for September's reading challenge, it's going to be, books that I bought while I was on vacation. And I think I bought one of hers while I was on vacation this summer, so.
So we actually made a pact.
We did, and I hate it already.
I'm enjoying it, because I'm, like, reading ones that I have been wanting to read. So we're not allowed to buy books until our next reading challenge.
Our
next reading weekend, except if it's like an author event or something.
Which, thank God. We did
buy the Lori Gilmore book, and then my exception is the Mallory Marlowe one that we just talked about, because whenever we made this pact, it was coming out like the following Tuesday.
Yeah, and she already gave me like an exception to that rule too. I was on vacation in Branson last weekend, and there's a book called The Dressmaker that's like historical fiction at the Titanic Museum. So it was also technically a souvenir. But, so she gave me that one as well. So we both have like our you know,
exception.
Yeah, our exceptions. I'm trying to like look. I was going to look at something and now I've completely forgot what it was.
So I think we already answered a lot of these questions towards the end of the episode. What are you reading now, though?
28 Days of May, I think is what it's called. It's a great book. I'm just terrible at remembering titles, so don't take this as a sign that, like, oh, it's not a good book. We're also reading The Nightingale right now, which will be talked about in another episode.
Yes.
So, not going to get into that.
I'm loving it already, though. Like, I didn't think I would.
Yeah, we're not historical fiction girlies. I'm not.
I want to be. I did read Me too. One or two of the Bridgerton books, but I had already seen the show, so I was like, okay. Yeah. What else was I saying?
I don't know. I
forgot. Okay. So The Nightingale, are you reading anything else?
I'm reading a little history of psychology. So Yale has a series of books called like A Little History Of, and it's written by, each book is written by a different like professional in that subject. So this one's written by Nikki Hayes, who is, I believe, a psych professor. It's a great book. The only problem that I have with it is that Goodreads, for some reason, does not recognize it as a physical book, only recognizes it in the audiobook form. So even though I put in the page number that I'm on, it still says my progress is at 0%. And it just makes me unmotivated to read this book. So I'm also reading Turtles All the Way Down by John Green. That'll be talked about in August because that's part of my reading challenge for August. And then technically still reading 11/22/63, but I feel like I just have to keep taking breaks from that one. It's like 900 pages.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Oh, 32 Days in May, Betty Corello. That's the other one. So, yeah, that's what I am doing right now. And I'm also working on figuring out what my monthly reading challenges are going to be and stuff for the rest of the year.
Yeah, since I finished my 50th book yesterday, I'm like, okay, I'm going to read another 25 before the end of the year. So
that's, are you like, serious?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So I need to figure out, I need to write down my TBRs.
She doesn't realize this, but I'm insanely competitive. And so even though this isn't a competition.
Oh, that's why I keep mentioning.
Oh, you suck. I'm sorry I like do my job and stuff. Like,
hey, I do my job. anyways, so, okay, I'm reading Nightingale, and then I started Bride by Allie Hazelwood, and I started listening to that assistant to the villain.
Mm-hmm.
That's, like, really popular now.
Didn't you say, though, like, the audiobook's kind of weird?
No, not on this one.
Oh.
It was good.
I can't remember I thought you said something about it. I'm not sure. Maybe I mixed things up.
Hannah Nicole Mayer?
Okay.
Did I say something? Audiobook?
I'm not sure.
Oh. No, I think it's fine. I got it from Libby, so from the library.
Yeah. And I'm still working so hard to convince you to read American Psycho.
Yeah.
It's like a daily struggle. It comes up in conversation, mostly my doing, probably at least twice a week. I'm like, come on, please.
I am warming up to it, though.
Because it's so good. It's my favorite book of all time. It's been my favorite book since I was 13, which should probably concern some people.
Maybe what we should do is, for one episode, I mean, since you've read it so many times, like, we pick out a book for each other.
Oh, that would be insane. Yeah. And then talk, and, like, then, but I feel like if I'm not, like, pushing you to read it, like, if we're not reading it together and staying on a schedule, I feel like you're going to get to a part where you're going to be like, oh, this is gross, and then, like, put it to the side.
No, I'll make it myself.
For me? You read it for me?
Yeah.
I also worry that, like, what happened...
I feel like I'd have you read... I don't know.
Well, so here's the thing. I'm going to be going to see American Psycho the Musical in, like, 2 or 3 weeks in Houston. And originally I was like, I want to read this book before I go see it, you know, to kind of like get pumped for it, whatever. And also because I really like to go to things and see how they've changed the story and like point out all the differences and stuff. I'm highly annoying when it comes to things I enjoy. But I actually decided I'm going to read the book after the musical.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm kind of like, you should just read it with me.
Okay. I'll go to this one used bookstore up here to see if I can find...
Oh, if you get the fancy cover, we're trading, by the way.
Let me show you the cover. We just looked for Sebastian for school, and then if they have that...
Because...
I'll get it.
If
you approve this purchase.
I do. Because I love the original cover of American Psycho. Don't get me wrong. It's a classic. But if you find this one there... We're switching.
With the face?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because I freaking love that cover. It's the red cover instead of the original press cover. And I still have this unsubstantiated dream of...
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, no, go ahead.
Of Matt Smith somehow showing up in Houston, of all places. This man lives in London to reprise his role as Patrick Bateman. I know that's not going to happen, but a girl can dream, and she is, just so we're clear. Yeah. So.
I just realized, so there's only 4 months left of the year. So if I want to read 25 books, that's like...
Jerk.
5 a month? 6 a month?
I hate you so much right now.
Some of my...
Oh, I kind of actually... So for one of my monthly reading challenges for October, I was originally going to just read a bunch of thriller books. But then I was like, I don't know about that. So I want to read the books that are like the... I can't think of what word I'm trying to use, but like... the books behind my two favorite teen dramas, one being
Pretty Little Liars.
Yes. But the other one is The Secret Circle. I don't have those books. I need permission to buy these books so that I can do
What's
this challenge.
The Secret Circle?
Oh my God. You're going to get me on a whole rant about Britt Robertson. I freaking love this woman with my whole heart. If she, I'm not actually, you know what? I'm married. I'm not going to say that. but so it's basically witches.
Oh wait.
It took over kind of for the Vampire Diaries.
These are not. Oh, okay.
But it's this girl, Cassie, moves back to the town that her family is from, but her mom moved away after her dad died, so she's never been there, but then her mom dies, which that's not really, like, spilling much. It's literally in the first episode of the show. But, and it ends up being that she's part of this, like, destined coven of witches.
Got it.
Okay. And all this stuff. And, dude, I watch this show, like, every October. And I need to read these books.
I'd read this.
You're going to read this with me now?
Yeah. I love the Vampire Diaries.
I also found all of the books on ThriftBooks to buy. And I could find all of them on there. And only had to pay $45.
But sometimes you never know, like, what...
I know, like, quality,
you know,
can
I mean?
Be rough.
Yeah, the quality that they're in.
But I feel like some of these are older books. I feel like it's going to be harder to find those.
Yeah.
Because, like, look, like, one came out in, well, I say older. That's not really old. But, like, the original three came out in 1992. So, like, I don't think it's...
Have released them?
I don't know if they have or not. But I don't think it's necessarily going to be something where I can just, like, walk into Barnes & Noble and be like, show me L.J. Smith, who also wrote Vampire Diaries, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. That I will not read. I don't know why, but I have this aversion to reading and or watching Vampire Diaries. Can't figure it out. Oh, that's what they did. Okay, so they reprinted the series of...
So that's the Vampire Diaries,
yeah,
though.
They reprinted Secret Circle, too, but then they put, like...
Real faces on them.
Well, not real faces. I don't really care about the, like, real faces thing. But what they did is they took one of the books and split it in half and put half in the same as the first book reprint and then the second half in the same reprint as the third book and, like, split it up real weird. And I just don't want to deal.
Okay. I see what you mean now. At first I was like, what are you talking about? But
yeah.
Got it.
I also feel like I'm going to end up reading... is it Sandhu Mandana? I don't know how to pronounce her name, but A Secret Society of Irregular Witches. I feel like that's going to happen in October, too. Because I went to her book signing.
Secret Society?
I have a feeling when you see the cover, you'll recognize it.
Okay.
Yep.
What were those one books, like... It was the other series that I was looking at instead of, like, the Allie Hazelwood ones.
Don't remember.
It was something about witches, too.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of it. That's why I'm being so quiet and, like, weird.
I know. I'm like, those would be good for October.
But, yeah, my, like, reading challenges line up with, like... My episode about my monthly reading challenge will be the Friday before the second episode of this podcast every month.
You'll have to help me figure out what I'm going to read.
Yeah, and maybe at some point Danielle will join in on that. That would be kind of cool, but she's working on her own solo project right now. I don't know if it probably won't be out by this time, by the time, like, this episode comes out.
I don't know yet.
We're not going to talk about it yet.
It. Yeah.
But, so, I'm kind of not pushing on trying to get her involved in more stuff, because she has something to work on, and I promise it's great, so.
That's funny.
But, yeah, maybe we'll, like, figure out what our TBRs are going to be before I head home, which I need to do, because at this point, I'm getting home at 8 o'clock. My husband's gonna kill me.
Sorry, Josh.
It's okay. Girl Sorry. Abroad. Sorry,
oh,
I saw
yeah.
that. It's, like, still one of my favorites that I've read. But this
Who was that by?
L. Kennedy.
Okay.
That took me a minute.
Oh, yeah, I haven't read anything of hers.
God, it's so good. The only thing is, like, I'm not a sports romance girly. Like, that's why it took so long for me to finish Icebreaker when I read it last year. It's just because I'm not a sports romance girly. I know you are.
I'm Only hockey, though.
Which, so we feel very differently on this.
I understand.
She gets why I have an issue with it. It's not because, and honestly, I'm not a sports person to begin with, but her son plays hockey. So to me, it just is weird to read it. Because that's the only person, hockey person, I know. And so it's kind of strange. So, like,
you can definitely block it out, though.
Yeah.
Well,
you've got to know more hockey people than I do.
Freaking books, though, now.
Yeah.
Where one of the main characters' names is, like, Genevieve or Eve. And I'm like,
really?
Why is this happening? So.
Aw, look at me.
Okay, Enchantra. So the sister's name is Genevieve. And then,
that's the second to the Phantasma, Kaylee Smith.
And then the book that I finished yesterday, The Liar Society, which is like a kid's book.
It's young adult.
I even think it's like...
Middle reader?
Yeah, something like that.
Which Allison Gerber, I do need to read something of hers, but I'm still butthurt over that book signing. So.
Oh, yeah.
You'll never hear this, Sarah Shepard, but if you hear this, I'm mad at you. So. I was supposed to meet you, and then you got sick. And I take it personally. So.
But the mom's name was Genevieve. And then, I think in...
In something else.
there was something else, but then... what's that book I'm reading? Assistant to the Villain. Let me look. I think her name's... Her name's Evie, and I'm like, Jesus.
Oh, that's my nickname. That's what my dad's family calls me.
Yeah, you have, like... I guess, with Enchantra, I could look past it, because I never call you Genevieve.
No.
But yeah, it's just, like, a lot of books are using that name now. I don't know. Alright, are we...
I think we're good.
Signing off now.
Yeah, I think we need to, because somehow...
I need to go to the bathroom.
Well, also, somehow, our podcast where I was like, oh, we've only recorded for 25 minutes of talking about this book has now turned into almost 50 minutes. Somehow. We talked an extra 25 minutes about other books, so sorry.
Yeah. That's going to happen.
Oh, God, yeah, it's going to happen. It's going to happen a lot. Unless we end up, like, I don't know, getting some form of, like, upper management. I don't know. What if, like, a podcast company was like, hey, come work for us?
Oh.
No. We're doing this ourselves, guys.
Obey by their outlines?
Yeah. You can tell we're doing this by ourselves, because we record our podcast on voice memo on our iPhones. Okay. Another great episode, guys. See you guys next time.
Bye.